Well, I've always been extremely in favour of vaccinating men, I think for so many reasons. First of all, I think on a public health equality basis, I think it's almost outrageous that we actually put all the burden as though it's only women who transmit a sexually transmitted virus. On a public health message level, that is just wrong. Secondly, if we don't vaccinate men, then of course the men who have sex with men get nothing because they cannot benefit from the herd immunity from women. That's impossible, right? So we just ignore them. And of course, they are at increased risk. We know that.
Risk of cancer?
Anal cancer, penile cancer, genital warts. Obviously, for them, you would use Gardasil. I've never suggested using anything other than Gardasil for men. I really do believe we should vaccinate both. And of course, now that the evidence is getting stronger for head and neck cancers, you know, all these non-genital cancers that are associated with HPV, then again, the message gets stronger to vaccinate men.
But as it is now, your position is that now you think the priority would be to vaccinate women with cervarix.
I would not be averse, and I think it could be done, that we could actually vaccinate all the girls with cervarix and all the boys with Gardasil. I don't see that this is impossible. What would I think then need to be done is they would need to come to an agreement that probably you would stretch the cervarix schedule to make that 0, 2, and 6. I suspect the cervarix schedule, this would have to be done in agreement with the companies and everything, but I suspect the cervarix schedule could be stretched to become 0, 2, and 6 months so that it would be in line with the Gardasil schedule. And then you would not have a problem of the girls being vaccinated at a different time to the boys. So you would have to then make a change, but I think that would be a change that was worth doing. And you wouldn't mess up your sort of follow-up of the girls because they would still be getting cervarix.